Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
February 4, 1900 America, New York. Why the impressive pace of investment growth looks likely to endure. Supply chains, technological change and climate targets will all demand more capital spending in the 2020s. February 4, 1900 America, New York. Why India's stock market is roaring. After a desultory decade, profits are expected to surge. February 4, 1900 America, New York. China may soon become a high-income country. Has it truly escaped the middle-income trap? February 4, 1900 America, New York. Why stock market jitters have not so far spread to the credit market. Bondholders tend to be less starry-eyed than stock investors. Still, there are reasons to be watchful. February 3, 713 America, New York. Interest rates rise again in bid to cool soaring prices. Bank of England increases rates for the second time in 3 months as the cost of living rises. February 3, 710 America, New York. Meta, Amazon, Snap, Pinterest. What to watch when the stock market opens today. The Facebook parent's shares plunged on its poor results and gloomy outlook. Other tech stocks were also falling. February 3, 710 America, New York. Hawkish Bank of England, BO, hikes rates by 0.25%, sterling jumps. The Bank of England hiked rates by 25 bits per second today, but 4 out of the 9 MPC members wanted a 50 BP hike. February 3, 701 America, New York. Shell's profit jumps, as prices for oil and gas rise. Europe's largest energy company said it would use some of the earnings to buy back more shares and increase its dividend. A Shell service station near Paris. Rising gasoline prices have contributed to a big jump in profits for Shell. February 3, 7 o'clock America, New York. Social media platform StockTwits adds crypto trading. The exchange FTX will be providing the infrastructure for trading. February 3, 6:30 America, New York. Energy Investors 2022 Anthem, Mo Money Mo Problems. The oil sector is bracing for another supercycle amid increasing demand and tightening supply. But some say investors would do well to demand fewer buybacks and more attention to balance sheets. February 3, 6:25 America, New York. Facebook owner Meta's stock price plunges pre-market, jolting tech investors. The technology giant was on course for its worst daily performance on record after it startled investors with a sharper-than-expected decline in profit and a gloomy outlook. February 3, 6:13 America, New York. Energy bills to rise by £693 a year for millions. A typical household will pay £1,971 a year from April, but plans to ease the hit will be revealed soon. February 3, 6 o'clock America, New York. Worlds apart, a friendship built on dirt tracks and 50cc engines. With a motocross mentor from Italy, a teenager from Zimbabwe is chasing her dream in Florida, and lifting girls back home along the way. Tanya Muzinda riding her KTM 85 motocross bike into the sunset at Zimbabwe's Donnybrook Raceway. February 3, 5:30 America, New York. Rising rates squeeze bond funds. Expectations for rising interest rates spark declines and withdrawals from funds holding combinations of mortgage-backed securities, investment-grade corporate debt and treasuries. February 3, 5:30 America, New York. Raskin faces Senate questions over views on climate change, regulations. Sarah Bloom Raskin and two other Fed nominees to testify at their confirmation hearing, a key hurdle on the way to confirmation. February 3, 5:30 America, New York. Amazon is seen feeling effects of supply crunch. While the company's profits have surged during the pandemic, labor shortages and costs associated with its delivery network are taking a toll. February 3, 5:30 America, New York. Low jobless claims reflect high demand for labor, economists say. New filings for unemployment benefits are estimated to have declined in the final week of January. February 3, 5 o'clock America, New York. ECB preview. Inflation impact on tightening in focus, USD poised. Although the ECB is expected to hold rates steady, the talk around inflationary pressure plaguing the eurozone is increasing. USD holding at 1.13. February 3, 5 o'clock America, New York, Sarah Bloom Raskin faces a contentious Senate hearing. Sarah Bloom Raskin, the White House's nominee to be vice chair for supervision at the Federal Reserve, will find her views under fire. Sarah Bloom Raskin's views are almost certain to ignite sparks at her hearing before the Senate Banking Committee on Thursday. February 3, 5 o'clock America, New York, cremation borrows a page from the direct-to-consumer playbook. With names like Solace, Tulip and Irene, startups are hoping to make cremation the next big at-home purchase. Mallory Green, chief executive of Irene, holding one of the urns available through her direct-to-consumer cremation startup. February 3, 4 o'clock America, New York, Gold Outlook. How would gold react to a negative U.S. jobs, NFP, release? Friday's non-farm payroll, NFP, report may well show that the U.S. jobs market contracted in January. Will this affect the Fed's thinking and the outlook for gold? February 3, 3:37 America, New York, Britain braces for higher rates as Bank of England meets. The Bank of England is expected to raise rates, for second consecutive meeting, to help curb inflation. Bank of England policymakers are attempting to lean against expectations among consumers and businesses that high inflation will continue. February 3, 3:35 America, New York, stock futures fall on earnings misses. U.S. stock futures fell as investors considered disappointing results from Facebook parent Meta platforms and ahead of a flurry of data including jobless applications and services figures. February 3, 3 o'clock America, New York, January jobs report may disappoint. It is sure to perplex. Omicron's impact is likely to be reflected unevenly in the data, and normal seasonal patterns may have been upended. A testing site in Salt Lake City last month. February 3, 3 o'clock America, New York, natural gas shipments, mostly from U.S., ease Europe's energy crunch. As Russia squeezes supplies, a parade of tankers carrying liquefied natural gas is coming to Europe's rescue. February 3, 3 o'clock America, New York, how Malaysia got in on the secondhand clothing boom. Sellers from the country have become a reliable source of sought-after labels, finding high value in discarded items. Sora Bundle in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, is one of many secondhand stores in the country.